All right, I'm here joined with head swimming coach at Iowa Lakes for the men's and women's, Jordan Harris. Coach, congrats on getting the new job here at Iowa Lakes, and just talk to us about your first couple months on the job.
Thank you. Very excited to be here. Happy to be here. First couple months, been exciting. Having a lot of fun, enjoying it. We got to work right away, and the team is doing very, very well right off the start.
Talk to us about your first, month, a little over a month now of practices, and what the focus has been for the Lakers.
Yep, so we started our preseason as soon as everyone got here for classes. The official season started on September 15th, so we've been rolling ever since then. The first 5 to 6 weeks, we had a very aerobic component in our training, kind of conditioning, getting everyone back used to swimming. A lot of them have been out of the water for quite some time. A couple of them haven't had access to a pool in well over a year. So we had a lot of conditioning to get back into, getting them used to swimming. So that was the first 5 to 6 weeks, was a lot of conditioning, a lot of longer stuff, getting them back used to swimming, a lot of drill work, breaking down their strokes, rebuilding their strokes, talking about proper swimming just so they can build good habits in the water and hopefully carry that on to the rest of their swim career.
What are some goals for you guys as you're in the early part of the season? What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, so we actually just had a team goal meeting this week, and now we're having our individual goal meetings. And a lot of what we've been talking about is making sure, just as a whole, making sure that the program is progressing, getting better. Their goal, we want to outscore the team how we performed last year. So we want to perform, they say, significantly better, and I'm all for it. So I think we will definitely perform better this year, outscore ourselves last year. They want to continue growing the team. Really, goals have just been working up towards that. And on the training side, they're watching the rankings, the NJCAA rankings of how all the other schools are swimming. They're watching them. We're talking about the rankings and where we sit at the rankings and where we are individually. And they have their eye on some top finishes at nationals in March.
You guys have had two meets so far. So, Coach, just talk to us about what you've seen out of the team so far and anybody stand out to you.
The meets have been a lot of fun. A lot of times kids will go into the meet very, very nervous or anxious and worried about their performance. But I would say we were a little nervous our first meet, but as soon as they hit the water on their first race, they were having so much fun. As mentioned, just with COVID and everything going on the last couple, a lot of them haven't had a swim meet the last couple of months, last year or so, and that's a long time to have not raced. So they were just happy to get back into the water, and they're having so much fun racing, and it's reflecting in their performance. They're having fun, and they're swimming fast. And we do have a couple of standouts at our meet against Iowa Central. Eduardo Martignano won the men's 100 free, and he actually just missed our men's 50 butterfly team record. We actually thought he had broken it, but looking at the updated times, he was 1/100th off. So he will definitely get that here pretty soon. On the women's side, we have Moana Wind, who won the 100 breaststroke in our dual meet against Iowa Central. And she actually just broke our school record in the 50-yard breaststroke at our second meet, the NJCAA virtual pentathlon. So those are our two standouts. And, the entire team is doing very, very good. We have a couple other kids that are right there. I think we're going to have a good battle for some team records here.
It's very exciting. And finally, Coach, just got for you, strengths that you've seen out of your team early this season.
They are doing a lot of things very, very well. They do an amazing job of supporting each other, it stands out compared to what I've seen with my previous teams and how everything has been going. They are very supportive of each other. They're spending a lot of time with each other. They are cheering each other on during sets in practice, which I love to see. We're doing all-out swims from a dive. practicing race training, practicing how to, the strategy to race certain races. And while they're on the sidelines, while their teammates are swimming, they're there cheering for them. And that is just absolutely fantastic to see in the environment that we want to create. And it's making everyone swim faster. It's making everyone have more fun. It is making a place where kids want to be a part of this team. And they are doing a fantastic job of creating that culture.
Well, that's exciting, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck on the season here.
Thank you.